you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Good morning. It's Tuesday, November 22nd. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. Here's what's happening. Federal authorities have announced several arrests in the effort to stamp out fentanyl distribution. U.S. Attorney for the Central District of California, Martin Estrada, says that a Cerritos resident is responsible for a multimillion-dollar fentanyl operation with manufacturing labs in Compton and Inglewood. A federal indictment alleges that 36-year-old Christopher Hampton sold those pills on at least nine different marketplaces on the dark web.
The case illustrates how some traffickers have created all-encompassing networks to sell counterfeit pills containing fentanyl, which are taking lives each and every day.
A federal indictment alleges that Hampton sold $2 million worth of fentanyl pills on at least two darknet sites. Authorities say that they seized 450 pounds of narcotics and 20,000 fentanyl pills during their investigation. The general election came to a close on November 8th, but ballot drop boxes can still be seen throughout Los Angeles County. KPCC's Julia Barajas explains why.
Just like vote centers, ballot drop boxes close at 8 p.m. on election day, but you can still spot them all over town, usually close to public libraries. There are 400 of them across L.A. County. An L.A. County Registrar spokesperson says the ballot boxes will stay put between elections. The office has many multi-year contracts with partners that host them. Keeping the ballot boxes in the same place helps create a sense of consistency among voters so they can easily find and use them. The boxes have been sealed to ensure nothing more is deposited inside, but the vote count is still being finalized. The Registrar's office plans to certify election results by December 5th. I'm Julia Barajas.
The days of election results being announced on election night are a thing of the past in California as the state focuses on voting by mail with the subsequent vote count delays. Many residents are asking how the state could quicken the pace of counting every vote. CalMatters reporter Alexi Kosef says state election officials have prioritized accuracy over rapid counting.
They are taking so much care to make sure that there is integrity within the system, and they would argue that the fact that it takes longer should boost trust among voters that the counties are doing everything they can to make sure that everyone who can vote is able to vote.
More staff and counting machines would speed up the process, but the fact is mailed ballots take longer to count and require sorting, signature verification, and database checking. Several key local race results, including the L.A. mayor and L.A. county sheriff's races, took about a week to determine. If you're heading to Los Angeles International Airport over the next few days, give yourself lots of time. Those roads to the airport can get really backed up. L.A. Explained reporter Caitlin Hernandez has a few tips on avoiding that holiday crush.
Try taking the Flyway bus from Union Station. If you have a disability, use Access Paratransit to get a ride to LAX. Cut around airport traffic with an alternate route, like the entrance on 96th Street. Reserve your parking in advance. And if you're in good shape and have a light load, bike there and park it for free.
You can also pick up the shuttle to the terminals at the new economy parking structure. Find more of Caitlin's suggestions and some intriguing airport history on our website, laist.com. Many people across the Southland will be celebrating the holidays with large gatherings of family and friends. This season, like during the height of the pandemic, LA County health officials are asking residents to be extra careful because of the triple viral threat posed by COVID, the flu, and the RSV respiratory illness. LA County Public Health Director Barbara Ferrer says people should get vaccinated and boosted with flu and COVID shots and make sure that you're not infected before getting together.
Everyone should be testing before they're gathering with others indoors. It just makes no sense not to know your status and be sure that you're not bringing COVID along with you when you go to attend a gathering.
LA County reported 4,800 new COVID-19 cases over a three-day period this week, and infection rates continue to climb at an alarming level. You might have already noticed the rise in food costs while doing your Thanksgiving shopping. Likely the most expensive item is the turkey. Roger Cryan is the American Farm Bureau's chief economist. He says a 16-pound turkey costs about $29 this year. That's up 21% from last year.
Higher prices make some things a little more challenging for some folks. I would point out that one way to deal with these higher prices is to look for bargains.
He says that may mean buying a smaller bird. You'll have fewer leftovers if you get a 10-pound bird instead of a 16-pounder. But with all the sides and desserts, you could still have substantial food for dinner and save some cash. The nonprofit group Big Sunday is holding its 11th annual Thanksgiving stuffing event this week, and volunteers are still being sought. Executive Director David Levinson says the day brings people of all different walks of life together for the purpose of sorting and handing out bags of food to people in need.
The pandemic was hard on absolutely everybody, harder on some than others for sure. Inflation is tough on everybody. And the incredible political divide and divisiveness is really tough on people. But when you get down to it, people are just people. We all want to get along and enjoy one another.
The event is being held tomorrow morning, Wednesday morning, from 9 to noon at Baldwin Hills Elementary School, where the organization expects to give away 3,000 bags filled with ingredients for a traditional Thanksgiving meal. You can sign up to volunteer online at bigsunday.org. We'll start out with partly cloudy skies, then it'll brighten up. Afternoon sunshine will bring temperatures up into the mid-70s in most spots. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Whatley, inviting you to read more news at laist.com and listen live anytime at kpcc.org or on the KPCC app.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people. The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at laist.com/sweeps.